Potawatomi will spend $240 million to add 500,000 square feet of gaming space at the Milwaukee Casino. The Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling says it's difficult to draw a direct line from a casino expansion to a larger problem with gambling addictions. But Council Executive Director Rose Gruber says there's that chance.
We do know that when you increase accessibility to gambling, you are putting more people at risk. Does the expansion do that? It's a possibility if they're adding new games that somebody maybe isn't interested in what they've had so far. Somebody might pick up and say, oh, I'm interested in that.
Gruber says most people in Wisconsin can gamble and not get into difficulties. But based on nationwide estimates, Gruber believes 5 to 7% of Wisconsin residents, as many as 265,000 people, have some sort of gambling problem. She says compulsive gamblers who call the council's helpline sometimes have lost much of their lives.
Sometimes in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Many times they've lost their job or they've done something illegal. Many times they've stolen from family members. A lot of times by the time they call us, they will have alienated a lot of their family members because of trust issues.
Gruber says compulsive gamblers also have a higher risk of committing suicide. Gruber says the Potawatomi and other tribes do acknowledge the problem and have helped fund the Council on Problem Gambling. The casino expansion in Milwaukee will be completed next year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.